In a world where giants stalk patriots and leave them bleeding on the field of battle,
down like a bunch of crazed dogs today. Biggest game of my life.
One man must decide if there is a last chance at victory.
We're only going to score 17 points. Okay.
A man called Brady. In a world where patriots take no prisoners and know no defeats.
Fires it down the right side, wide open, Wes Welker is going to walk into the end zone, touchdown.
One Manning will take the field.
Was Peyton's little brother, was. Now,
Eli Manning.
Super Bowl Sunday, Giants Patriots, we're trying to take that championship home right back to New York. We don't want to leave without.
Hey, we've seen this movie. Super Bowl on Sunday. It's going to be the Patriots versus the Giants, just like in the 2008 Super Bowl. At the end of the 2007 season, the Patriots were undefeated, but the Giants took it away from them at the end. It's a rematch and kind of a sequel. So we've asked Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, to take us through the sort of storylines in this sequel. Also, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Hi there.
Good morning.
All right, take us through this sequel.
Well, let me start off just by saying what I think makes for a great sequel.
Right.
And this movie, if you want to call it that, has all of that. We have some of our favorite characters returning. We have some new and exciting up-and-coming characters who we might not know what's going to happen with them, like Victor Cruz and Rob Zankowski and from the Patriots and from the Giants. We have... And you need those, just like in the movies Ocean 11, like Raiders of the Lost Ark, all of those series, Star Wars, you always have to have the core characters
and some old ones
coming back.
Zankowski is replacing Grankowski?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Sorry, Grankowski.
That would be, I wouldn't even watch if that was the case.
And then we also, of course, have to, from sequel to original to sequel, we need to have a great soundtrack that is returning also.
Ibrahim, go for it.
This is the deal. So for the characters that you have coming back, of course you have Brady and Manning, the quarterbacks that you just mentioned in your opening. You also have a lot of the offensive line on both of the teams is pretty much the same. But the new guys, the new additions, the sidekicks that are going to make this game an incredibly different game are Rob Gronkowski, the tight end for the Patriots, and Victor Cruz, like she just mentioned, because those guys have been tearing up the field and making it extremely difficult for defenses all season long.
And Pierre Paul for the Giants, he's a newbie too.
That's very true, John Pierre Paul. But the theme there is that the Giants' defensive line is essentially the same entity in that it has the same kind of fear factor for the Patriots as it had in 2007.
All right, what about the halftime show? Is that comedic relief, or does that extend the franchise here?
That has to, in my opinion, it extends the franchise. Both the original and the sequel feature pop stars who were born in 1958.
Really?
And go by a single name, Prince and Madonna.
Nice. That's a great detail. So who has to win to make this, a setup for even a third installment?
Well, John, I like how you began things with the Terminator theme. I think that if this is like the second Terminator, then the Giants have to win. The same, like scarier, more dynamic, but same outcome. Giants win.
Last word.
I disagree. Got to be New England. Got to have the losers rise to the top and win it back.
Whatever happens, you'll be there. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen and Kristen Meinzer, thanks.